I was, it's Alistair Thompson here. I've just been talking to Kevin about the interview we just conducted, and one of the questions I wanted him to ask didn't get quite clear. That's Alistair from Scoop.
Yep.
In relation to supporting the largest party through the use of abstaining, in practical terms, you won't be able to support the largest party by abstaining unless it also happens to be the largest bloc.
Look, I think I know the political structure of this country, was really Alistair.
Well, I know that you know the political structure, but I mean the point is if United Future and Labour and National have, say, 42, 46 votes or something, and Labour and the Greens and the Maori have 47 votes, then by abstaining that would result in the fall of the government. So, I mean, you talked about supporting the largest party by abstaining rather than voting.
No, we said, but if there was an attempt to hijack the government, when necessary, we'd use our vote on competence and supply.
Where necessary, but you would intend, and if not necessary, you would abstain.
There'll be no need for it.
Okay, but I mean, the bottom line is that you will support the party with the most votes, not the bloc with the most votes.
That's right.
So, Labour, if National gets 42 and United gets, say, 3% and they get 45, and Labour gets 39 and the Greens get 7, you will go with National. Because National's got 42 and...
No, and look, we are not going with anybody.
Well, you support them on confidence and supply.
That's right. If that became necessary. We're guaranteeing 3 years of stability.
But, I mean, you'd guarantee 3 years of stability more likely by supporting the bloc with the most votes rather than the party with the most votes.
We have made it clear that we want to avoid government being a subject to the extremists from the far left or the far right.
But, I mean, if you end up with a United Party National government with 42%, then they will, I mean, and you guarantee to support them on confidence, I mean, how is that going to restrain them? You'll have to vote with them for confidence on every occasion.
Yeah, what's your point?
Well, if you support the bloc with the most votes, you can...
I made it clear we're not supporting any power bloc constructed before the election.
Well, what about a power bloc constructed after the election?
Or after the election. We are saying we believe that the makeup will be that our support, though not in coalition, will be sufficient for a government, one of whether Labour or National, without the extremists from outside, to govern for 3 years in the future. We believe we can do it mathematically, constitutionally, any other way look at it.
Well, yeah, but we'll have to vote for them. You won't be able to do it by abstaining.
Sorry?
You won't be able to do it by abstaining.
Well, who says that?
Well, I mean, unless they happen to also be the largest bloc. I mean, that's just mathematically the...
No. Unless it looks like another group of parliamentarians from a whole lot of range of parties seeks to bring them down on a vote on their confidence or supply, in which case we'd definitely exercise our vote to ensure they got supply and confidence.
Right. The effect of that policy is to effectively drive voters away from voting for Green or United Future, or ACT for that matter as well, and to vote for Labour and National. So, I mean, you're creating an incentive for there to be a sort of a two-party race with Winston in the middle. Is that the plan?
Oh, look, mate, this is Wednesday, 2 days before the election.
Well, I mean, I know people that are asking the question whether or not they should vote Green or Labour, and they're worried that if they vote Green, then you will end up anointing a national government, even if it's got less votes than a Labour-Green bloc.
Well, our plan is to campaign for a vote for New Zealand first, obviously. What the voters do in other areas, I can't affect.
No, but I mean, you are affecting the entire. I mean, because of the position of the New Zealand First Party in the makeup of the centre right vote, it actually does impact on how everybody else has to treat their votes.
Well, may I just say that it goes for every other political party too.
Well, except no one else has established a bright line rule of saying that they will support the party with the most votes.
Yes, but every other party is going to take the vote.
Yes, but the New Zealand First is the only party that's holding a race and with a plan to basically. I mean, your coalition position is effectively being dictated by the voters. So the voters have a.
I accept that. We've got to have some bottom line. The bottom line is the party that gets the most votes.
But I mean, the party that gets the most votes may still be part of a bloc, which is substantially smaller than the.
A bloc which they won't need.
Sorry?
A bloc which they'll no longer need.
Well, I mean, I don't know that it will lead to particularly stable government if you have, say, 59 votes between Labour, Green and the Murray Party and 7 votes to you, and you're basically supporting on confidence and supply a united national minority government all the time. I mean, that's the situation that's likely to result from this, from your...
No, quite frankly, that's the precise result that's not going to happen.
Why would that not happen?
Well, because in our assessment of what's going to happen, we don't believe that either the Greens or ACT or United are necessary.
I mean, that's what gets back to my earlier question, which is it your intention to try and drive the votes away from those other minor parties back to the main parties?
Of course it's not my intention to do that. My intention is to get as many people out there to vote for New Zealand First.
Except that that's not what your policy does. I mean, what your policy does is it creates this battle between National and Labour, and actually creates an incentive for voters who might want to vote for you to vote for National rather than you, because they want to make sure that you support National.
Quite the contrary. You're wrong.
Right. I think we can agree to disagree then. Well, thank you.
Well, that's okay. You can disagree, but I think you're wrong.
Okay. Well, that's fine. So I just wanted to clarify what the situation is, and it's quite clear. You will support the party with the most votes, and that's absolutely clear.
With the most seats.
The most seats, yeah. Okay, thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.